Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for May the 27th. Today's devotion is entitled, The Believer's Unseen Advantage. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 7. Look, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Jesus spoke these words to his sorrowful disciples on the night before his crucifixion. The disciples struggled to understand how losing their master could possibly be an advantage. However, Jesus explained that his departure was entirely necessary for the coming of the Holy Spirit. This was not a matter of Christ lacking the power to be physically present and send the Spirit simultaneously. Rather, his departure through death, resurrection, ascension, and exaltation was a vital part of God's saving plan. The central issue was redemptive timing, not inability. In his incarnation, Jesus had voluntarily accepted human limitations. Therefore, his departure meant the disciples would lose Jesus beside them, but gain the Spirit within them. Jesus called the Spirit the Helper, using the Greek word parakletos. This rich term, which means one called alongside to help, can be translated as helper, advocate, counselor, comforter, or intercessor. While the disciples viewed his departure with sorrow, Jesus taught that being filled with his Spirit would turn their sorrow into joy. We often find ourselves wishing we could physically walk alongside Jesus, thinking it would make our faith much easier. Yet we must embrace the profound reality of what Christ promised. Through the Holy Spirit, Christ no longer merely stands beside us, he actually dwells within us. This means we have a constant advocate, comforter, and guide, living inside us every single moment. We are never left to navigate life's trials on our own. When we depend on the Holy Spirit's indwelling presence, we begin to experience the true power of the believer's unseen advantage. Let's pray. Dear Father, we praise you for your perfect sovereign plan. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to live inside us. Forgive us for the times we feel alone, forgetting the incredible helper you have provided. Teach us to rely daily on his strength, comfort, and guidance so that we may honor you in all we do. In Jesus' name, amen.